It's Bear Country 95.3. That's the new group, Low Cash. I love this life. It's Kevin. And good morning. It's a Tuesday, and we're checking in with Mick from Montague Webworks with the Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick, I know you've been working really hard on this website, but a big task for the town of Greenfield, huh?
Yep. Greenfield-ma.gov launched on Wednesday.
Last Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Well, we didn't quite hit the 3:30 mark, but it was, you know, we flipped the switch then, and then it took about an hour or so, hour and a half for
everyone
to...
Correct me if I'm wrong. The town had a website before, right?
Yes.
But now it's new and improved in a whole lot better in many different ways.
Yeah. They were using a company called Virtual Town Hall, and they have a lot of customers. In fact, Northfield, who went live with their new site the next day, on Thursday, switched from something else to Virtual Town Hall, but the site that we had with them had been running since 2008, I think, and
it was old and clunky.
It was getting old and clunky. It was their older grapper. It wasn't responsive, and also there was a lot of button creep down the left side. There was, you know, people just kept on adding buttons, and soon you didn't know, like, how, I don't know. It was a bit of a mess.
All right,
cleaning up. So
what's the biggest difference between the old website and the new website for the town of Greenfield?
This website can now be looked at on a phone. It's very easy to use and navigate. It's got a slideshow at the top. It's not as green, but it still has some green.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a couple of new features like Greenfield 311.
So, I remember them talking about that.
Yeah, so they implemented that at the same time. That's not something that I did for greenfield-ma.gov. But you can go to Greenville 311 and report potholes or graffiti, or if you see, that's a way of reporting back to the town, you know, an issue going on. That's not a 911 situation.
Right, and doesn't
it's
the message...
It's a 311 situation.
Doesn't the message go right to that department head, too?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a quicker way of communicating with people.
That's right. And then they've got another thing on here called open government, where there's open checkbook and a bunch of other things for transparency of what's going on in town.
You can see how the town's spending its money.
Yeah, but the news and the calendar is much cleaner and easier to read, and in a central location, you don't have to go hunting for it. Also, they show you all the latest files that have been up there. So, you know, once everything has been finished moving over, we still have some of the older files to move over. If there's a meeting and the next day the minutes go up, they'll be right there on the homepage.
Sweet.
So, yeah,
nice.
There's a nice search bar, and, you know, it's more... I don't know, organized, and I think it looks prettier.
Which is always important, too. But the new Town of Greenfield website is not just for people who live here in Greenfield, but also good for people who work in Greenfield.
That's right. There's a whole tab set just aside for businesses, you know, whether or not you're in town and residents, if you do live in town. And eventually there's going to be a tab for visitors, and there'll be a lot of stuff associated with that, with, you know, dining and whatever, you know.
I'm glad that the town of Greenfield got that new website, but I know there's a lot of people out there who are in that prior category with the old clunky website.
That's right. And it doesn't really take that much. I mean, this was a big project. We worked on it for a couple of months. But yeah, I mean, if you think it's a big thing to convert your, you know, small business website over, think again.
Yeah,
buddy. It's not that hard.
And you can do that at a 30% discount, because remember, Mick is on our 30% off store. You get the gift certificates, and then you get that website, that new, faster, flashier website that he's talking about.
Responsive.
Responsive. I like that word. Over at bear953.com, you'll find the link for our 30% off store.
Excellent.
Mick, be good.
Yes, you too.
All right, 756.